what's the feeling there? So you came back, but it's a lot. The team is a little bit different, obviously. What is the feeling in there? This time of year, everybody's 0-0. What's the sense you're getting from everybody right now?
Yeah, it's a new year, so you know every year is going to be different. I'm sure you've heard that before. And so, you know, whatever you accomplished last year or didn't accomplish that last year is kind of thrown out the window. You know, you start from ground zero, and we're excited to be back. You know, we're excited to have the guys that we have in the locker room. Offensively, we have a lot of similar, you know, faces. I know defensively it's different. But at the end of the day, you know, we're still excited to, you know, come together as a team and try to be the best we can be.
What was your main reason on wanting to come back? What was it about this franchise that you said, all right, you know, I want to come back to the Colts?
I think mainly it was the relationship that I developed with the guys in the locker room on this offense. Andrew, you know, the guys on the offensive line, the receivers, really at every position. And really see the grind in everybody and the will to win, the guys on our team. And, you know, to be a part of something like that and fall short just makes you want to come back with the same guys and try to go after it again. And that was really my biggest motivation of coming back. You know, you develop a brotherhood, so you want to have your brothers back. You know, you become family, you know, over the course of an entire year. And, you know, you don't want to leave family, you know, once that relationship is developed. And so it was really just a relationship that I developed with the guys in the locker room that really wanted me to, you know, come back here.
Do you feel like, you know, between the offensive line kind of developing last year and some of those guys, you know, showing some real physicality, and then you and Frank really, you know, bringing some of that as well, do you feel like you guys played with a little edge in the running game? Can that continue this year, do you feel like, or grow? That edge in the running game that
seems to play with? Absolutely. I mean, the goal is to always grow and get better and improve. And we showed that towards the end of the last year. And in doing that, you only want to take that and continue to climb the ladder and improving your running game, you know, passing game or whatever the case, you know, may be. We know that our offensive line was young. You know, it was my first season here, new offense, kind of adjusting to all the nuances of the terminology and the way Coach Chizinski wants his offense run. And sometimes it takes, you know, a course of a season to really engage on what they're asking for as an offensive staff. I was new. Obviously, our offensive line was young, so some of those guys were new and they played some different positions. But eventually, we all got used to it. And when you get used to something, there's a connection there. And when the camaraderie is built between an offense or defense or whatever, there's a connection there. And once that connection is there, you play better. And when you play better, you win. And so now that we have that connection and we have similar faces, we want to welcome the new faces, you know, and continue on with improving as an offense.
Robert, how do you – it's always about team and all that, but as a player – how do you break, you want a big role, I mean, every player is, but how do you break the stereotype of you being a specialty player when you're so good at that specialty to have teams say you can be more than that? I mean, is it a tough balancing act?
So you're asking me how do I break the mold of...
To show them you're not just a specialty player, a third down, a short yardage guy, that you're more than that when you're so good at that.
Play. You just play. You play, and you take advantage of the opportunities that are given to you. You do that enough times, then your label, I guess, will expand.
So it's nice to have the label, or is it not good to have a label like that?
I mean, it is what it is. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, hey, some people see me as a third down, short yardage, goal line, whatever. I see myself as a player that can do all things. So when those opportunities come, you just play and take advantage of those opportunities, period.
Because the best players play. I mean, in the end, they play guys who can do it the best.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about helping the football team win, you know. And so if that means I need to be on the field all the time, then I'll be on the field all the time, You know, if that means I need to be on the field in certain situations, then I'll be on the field in certain situations. It doesn't mean I can't do the other situations. It's just what I'm asked to do. But if I do those situations well enough times, that's just, those situations will grow, you know. And so that's all I'm working towards.
You mentioned all the turnover, and we've asked a lot of guys this. They've only brought back like a couple guys. I mean, Doyle and Darius Butler, and obviously you, and a lot. It's a goodbye to a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you about, you know, how they view you here? Because you're only here for 1 year. You're very one of the few guys that they brought back.
Well, I guess I did something right.
Right.
You know, I guess that's what that tells me. We fought to come back. My team and I, when I say my team, I mean, you know, my agent and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't want to go anywhere else. And, you know, we were offered a deal, and you know, there were some counters and things like that going on, you know, the whole negotiation process and things like that. And, you know, Chris is such an excellent guy, man, that he was, you know, he was able to work with us in those negotiations, and we finally agreed on terms, and here I am, and I'm excited about that. You know, I have a place that I can call home for the next couple of years, and that's a big deal.
You mentioned Chris. I mean, he, I think, recently said that, you know, he'd like to see you get more involved, and I know that's up to the coaches ultimately, but has he ever expressed that to you, and did you hear that? Take anything from that? Do you think that opportunity's there, et cetera? I know that's like seven questions.
Yeah, I mean, look, the opportunity's always there. You have to play. You have to play. And like I mentioned earlier, if you play and you take the opportunities, advantage of the opportunities that are given to you, your role will expand. Doesn't matter what position you're playing. You know, whether it's special teams or offense or whatever the case may be. You know, you'll get an opportunity to play, and if you do things right enough, you'll play more. That's at every level of sport, you know, and so.
You've played this game long enough to know that role has changed over the course of a season, right? I mean, your role probably changed from the beginning of last season to the end, it seems like. You know, Josh has played a little more,
mm-hmm.
by the end you were playing more. I mean, so what have you learned from having different roles on different teams in terms of just being ready for anything?
That's what I've learned. Be ready for anything, period. Always be prepared, you know. And if you're prepared and you're healthy and you're always available, you'll get opportunities. I learned that at a very, very young age. You know, I had a really good mentor my rookie year, Leon Washington, who I think played maybe 9 seasons. I think he's second all time in kickoff returns for touchdowns. He almost broke the record. He came about 2 yards short when he was in Jacksonville. But he was one of those guys who was, no matter what, always ready, always taking care of his body, always doing something before practice, always doing something after practice. Why? Because the more you're available, the more opportunities will come to you. And I've always kept that with me my entire career. And here I am going into year 6, you know, and I'm lucky and blessed to be in that position. So it's just about staying ready, putting your team first, and being ready for whatever comes at you.
Maybe you should tell Frank that he's 34, needs to pace himself a little bit, and maybe not quite so many carries, give you more carries.
Frank, no, man. Frank has goals, you know, and he has every right to go after every single goal that he has. And for me, you know, I have his back till the end, you know, and he's been such a great mentor and teacher for me that we just want to see each other have success, and then ultimately see the team have success in that, within that, you know, within our individual goals. And so, like I mentioned, it's team first. Every guy's going to have their individual goals, you know, but I've learned since I've been playing sports as a young kid, you know, you can always have your individual goals, but if you put your team first, you're more likely to achieve those goals than if you put yourself first, you know?
With Fred, I mean, you're at that position. 97 consecutive starts, I mean, is it kind of crazy that a running back can endure that long, knock on wood?
No. No, doesn't surprise me at all. If you prepare the right way, you take care of your body the right way, then you'll always be ready to play. you know, and you can endure the physicality and the mental stress or fatigue that comes with this game, that comes with any game. It's just about how you discipline yourself when you're not here, when it's the off season, you know, when practice is over or before practice. You know, if you're always preparing and you keep your mind focused on the big picture and not necessarily what it is you may want to do individually right now, if you stay focused on what the ultimate goal is, then you'll always be ready, regardless.